great nation with a traumatized history and a turning point toward a new horizon. An emerging superpower that the world needs to recognize. 70 million Christians with an explosive power to spread the gospel. Over 1 billion individual souls thirsting for love and mercy. A history of missionaries to China that deserves eternal commemoration. It is more than a mere history, but how lives have been transformed by love and the reforming power of faith as a sign of the times. Hudson Taylor, C.T. Studd and the Cambridge Seven, William Borden, Lottie Moon, Eric Liddell, Gladys Aylward, and M.S. Bates. Epic names, classic legends. From opium wars to the Taipei Rebellion, from revolutions to world wars. So many fascinating stories filled with faith and trials, love and rejection, dramatic lives co-mingled with joy and grief, light and darkness, glory and failure. They left Europe, America, and Australia and headed for the most remote regions of ancient inland China, determined to particularly reach peasants, minorities, and women and children. Many of them never saw their homelands and loved ones again. They were rewarded with little else but suffering, loneliness, and even martyrdom. But despite the hardships, they continued to fulfill their ultimate mission, bringing the love of Jesus Christ to millions and millions of Chinese people. They were fired with the love that conquers all.
One of the original forerunners of the movement was James Hudson Taylor. On March 1, 1854, after surviving a dangerous voyage of 156 days long, he finally landed in Shanghai. In order to spread the gospel, he chose to live simply and in close quarters with the Chinese, conforming to their cultural norms, dress, and living conditions. For this, he was held in great disdain and criticized by his own, as well as enduring attacks and bouts of aggression by the Chinese. But nothing could discourage his great love of China and its people. He has since been hailed as one of the greatest missionaries in Christian history. He accomplished in China what David Livingstone did in Africa and William Carey in India. He founded the China Inland Mission in 1865. Which attracted thousands of Western missionaries from many denominations. Today, the CIM still continues its mission and has been one of the most effective Protestant missions in the world to date. After 5 decades of service, Hudson Taylor passed his last days in China and was buried by the Yangtze River beside his beloved wife Maria and their 4 young children who tragically passed before him. Today, the throng of millions of Chinese people trace their spiritual heritage to the life and dedication of Hudson Taylor. It is therefore heartening to discover that his story did not end with his demise. His offspring continue living in China, serving the Chinese until this very day. The representative of the 5th generation of Hudson Taylor's descendants, Hudson Taylor IV, married a woman of Chinese heritage in Taiwan. So it is not just one man's story, but the story of an entire clan's endless love for China. The Cambridge 7, including D.E. Host and C.T. Studd, set off for China in 1885. They came from nobility, a distinguished social class, athletic superstars, and the Royal Army. But they surrendered their personal ambitions and golden futures in the name of Jesus Christ. They offered themselves to the people in the backward areas of inland China and even in Tibet. Their commitment made a huge impact in Europe and America, changing the course of mission history forever. William Borden, a millionaire and Yale graduate, soon realized God's calling. Instead of the pursuit of amusement and financial success, he donated all of his wealth to the China Inland Mission and sailed for China. Because of his intention to work with Chinese Muslims, he stopped first in Egypt to study Arabic. Unfortunately, while there, he contracted spinal meningitis. Within a month, the dreaded disease claimed the life of 25-year-old William Borden. Was Borden's life in vain? Prior to his death, Borden wrote two more words in his Bible. Underneath the original words, "no reserves and no retreats," he wrote, "no regrets."
Brothers and sisters, this month is our church's evangelism month.
主给我们大使命，让我们去传福音给万民听。
Lord gave us this great commission to spread the gospel to all nations.
你知道, David Livingston to Africa, William McCarry to India, Hudson Taylor to China. 这些人都是为主天成主的大使命，去世界各地传讲主的福音。
These Bosset people all went to all of the world for the great commission from our Lord.
我们中间也有很多弟兄姐妹记住主给我们的大使命，也向我们周围的人在传福音。
Among us, many of us, because of the great commission from the Lord, is spreading gospel for the Lord.
我现在要请两位弟兄，一个是Grayson，一个是Sam， 他们要跟我们分享一下他们个人传福音的经历。
I'm inviting two brothers now. One of them is Grayson, and the other one is Sam, to share their gospel spreading experience with us.
我先请那个Sam， 每个人只有五分钟，没有翻译，但是最后呢，给大家一个很短的 short summary， 一个很短的一个总概述。
First, I would like to invite Sam to share with us. We don't have translation, but at the end of the sharing, we will have a brief summary.
大家好，很久以前我们家有一家好朋友，他们都没有信主，但是年轻的太太和她的妈妈经常来我们教会和查经班。这个老妈妈时常在背地里面就给我们诉苦，说她的女儿和女婿在餐馆里打工，本来挣的钱就不多，但是女婿呢，却经常背地里面去赌博。 把家里辛辛苦苦挣来的一点钱都输得精光，而且还不肯收手。那夫妻俩总是吵架，搞得满家就是鸡犬不宁。他说他们家一直过得很苦。我那个时候刚刚信主， 我就真切的觉得哈，罪对人的辖制和摧毁这个力量是多么的大，唯有耶稣基督才能够赐给我们真正的自由和新的生命。那个时候我就开始和我们教会的牧师呢一起传福音。我是2000年信主受洗的，刚开始就觉得传福音好像是牧师的事情，我呢就是重在参与。直到有一天我到了预约了一位同学的宿舍门口，这一切都改变了。因为牧师那个时候突然临时有紧急的事情来不了，所以呢他要我一个人去传福音。我当时一下子就吓得不知所措，紧张得不得了。还好牧师在电话里给我讲说，你就拿着那个属灵事例的小红册子去讲好了，我会为你祷告。那具体过程我就记得不太清楚了，我当时觉得我只好就硬着头皮上阵了。现在还能记得的有三件事情，尽管只有三件事情，不记得整个过程，但是还是终身难忘。依旧是我一直照着这个小红册子一边念呢，一边全身在冒汗，非常紧张，手还发抖。第二就是我最后念完了，我问那位小伙子，我说你要不要信耶稣基督啊，我自己心里都没有底。哎，他坚定地说我要，好，我就喜出望外的就带他做了决志祷告。第三件事情就是我在回家的路上一边开车的一边高声的唱圣诗，心里无比的欢喜快乐。这是我第一次传福音的真实的经历。后来有幸在另外一家教会接受了三元福音布道的培训，一直就参与这样布道的事工，前前后后有七八年，认识到我们传福音还是有办法的，还是有方法可循的。这套方法将福音分割五个部分哈，天堂、人的罪、神的爱和公义、耶稣基督的身份和他的救赎，还有我们的信心。这每一项内容呢，都会有圣经的经文，还有很生动的例子，再加上自己亲身的得救见证，就让我们有机会这样掌握一种方法，能够有血有肉的将福音的真切的内容传讲出去。我们那时候每周都有培训，培训完了就会两三个人一组，就到不同的家庭里去做传福音的这个事工和训练。我们就这样一边学一边传。那同时每一位弟兄姊妹呢都会有两位祷办，几年下来他们一直为我们祷告，那我们一直这样一边学一边传，那教会呢总共就有80多位弟兄姊妹掌握了这样的传福音的方法，同时也有100多位决志信主受洗。那时候常常就经历到神奇妙的作为和福音的大能，自己的信心和灵命也在不断的成长。慢慢的呢，我就明白了传福音真的不是靠我们的方法和我们的高言大志，因为真正吸引人悔改的不是我们的言语和我们的好行为，而是耶稣基督的爱。路加福音15章一开始就说，众税吏和罪人都挨近耶稣要听他讲道。那么耶稣就在那里讲了三个比喻，迷失的羔羊、丢失的一块铜板和浪子回头的故事，我想大家都非常清楚，都非常熟悉。耶稣在这里就是要写明主的爱，他爱灵魂的这样的心，主也要我们有这样的爱，有这样的心。爱是圣灵的工作，不是肉体的作为，就让耶稣基督的爱和拯救灵魂的爱通过我们不断源源不断地流向我们周遭的人。就好像耶稣在呼召彼得和安德烈的时候说，来跟从我，我要叫你们得人如得鱼，也让我们来跟从主，跟从主这样的呼召，成为主所喜悦的得人的渔夫。谢谢。
Yeah, I just want to give a very brief summary. So, Brother Sam shared his experience.
spreading the gospel. So about many years ago when he first was saved around in 2000, he was not sure about spreading gospel. He thought it was the job of the pastors, not himself. But so once he went to spread the gospel with the pastor, unfortunately the pastor was not available, so he had to go by himself. So through that experience, he actually sort of, he was very nervous in the beginning, but he, at the end, he was able to preach the gospel and then save the brother, a very young guy. And then later on, he joined weekly trainings at his church, and he received a very systematic training in spreading the gospel. So he realized that there's actually a system, a methodology that we can follow to share the gospel with people. So he spread the gospel along while he was in training with many other people. There were about maybe 80 people in his church that received the training, and there were about 100 people got saved through that process. So he was very grateful to the training. So throughout the process, he learned that really the gospel is not from our human flesh. It's really the great power of our God. And I think that through that experience, he growed a lot, and then he just, you know, praised God for the opportunity.
Well, last week Pastor Wong came to me and said, can you share 5 minutes on why you share the gospel and how you go about sharing the gospel? So not sure if that was the same instructions that he gave Brother Sam, but that's what I attempted to try to answer. So why do I share the gospel? I would start by saying March 14th, 2013 was the first day that I had, was the day of the first date that I had with my wife, Caroline. I married her on January 4th, 2014. I remember when I first started dating her how happy I was and how I couldn't stop smiling. I remember how excited I was to tell people that I was dating her. Well, to be dating, period, but to be dating her was also amazing. And when people would ask me, you know, well, you know, to describe her, I'd say, wow, she's beautiful, she's kind, she's nice, she's funny, she's generous, she volunteers her time, she's fun to be around, and she's into me. See, the last quality is probably the most important, because that, for me, is a deal breaker. But what I realized then, and what I'm still fully aware of today, is that she's still too good for me. When we go out, I always think that people think that I have money, because they think, what other reason would there be that she would be with me? When you look at her, you say, oh, wow, she's pretty, and then you see me. and she's really nice, and many of you know me. So it's easy for me to realize that I don't deserve her. I don't deserve her love. I'm still amazed that she's my wife and also the mother of my two kids. And also, just how much I love her, I can't help but to talk about how much I love her and how much she loves me. Despite all my flaws and failures and frailty, she still loves me. She's definitely my true second love. See, because I have another that loves me even more than she loves me, who knows my flaws and failures and frailty to the greatest extent, and still not only accepts me, but loves me. And I deserve this love even less than I deserve Caroline's. Because I remember being a rebel. I remember hating God, hating Jesus, hating Christians, persecuting Christians every chance that I got, debating with the veracity of the Bible, whether or not Christianity even was a real thing. If God's, you know, even God's existence, I debated. And despite all this, God still pursued me relentlessly. See, I never deserved his love, and I never will deserve his love, but the good news for me is that I don't have to. His love is given, and his love is based on his grace. See, I need him, and he doesn't need me. I love him, but compared to his love for me, it's not even there. And despite all this, he still wants me. He still wants a personal, intimate, loving relationship with me. And not only with me, but with all of you. And not only with all of you, but all of those outside of these walls. See, God loves us. So why do I share the gospel? Is it because the Bible commands us to? Yes. Is it our calling and is it our Christian duty to share the gospel? Yes. But I don't share because I have to. I share because I get to. Because God loves us and He has given us His Spirit. And He has privileged us with the opportunity to be a part of His salvation plan. To go to the ends of the earth, to go to our Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, all the way to the other side of this earth. To be His hands and feet, to show His love to those who yet know Him. So I'm excited to share the gospel, not because I have to, but because by God's grace, I get to. And how do I go about sharing the gospel? Well, we live in a postmodern generation and in a culture and society of relativism. So I first want to help people understand where they are at and understand so that I can understand better where they're coming from. Most people don't really even think about God and even try to avoid thinking about God. Not only are they unclear about what they believe, but they're not even sure why they believe what they believe. So I typically try to start our conversation with trying to help them understand their worldview. See, their worldview is going to shape how they decide on topics like abortion, homosexuality, gun rights, slavery, and so on. And these four basic questions, there are four basic questions that determine your worldview. And so number one is origin. Where do you come from? Number two, morality. How do you determine right and wrong and good and evil? Three, purpose. Is there an objective purpose that we have in this world? And destination, what happens to you after you die? The answers to these questions not only have to be coherent, but they also have to be cohesive. They have to relate to one another and actually come together to form one answer, one worldview. And for most, I would say this isn't true. For example, I would say, I've asked people before and they've said, well, origin, well, I come from, you know, time, chance, chemical reactions, macro evolution, and that's my origin. And then I would ask them about morality and they would say, yes, you know, there's definitely an objective morality. So the raping of babies is always immoral no matter where you are, no matter what culture decides. It's always wrong. But see, you can't have the both because that's not cohesive. For me, I used to think that I came from macro evolution and that there was no God. But then you would ask me, well, what happens after you die? And I'd say, I go to heaven because I'm a good person. Well, how can you have a good without an objective morality and an objective moral lawgiver? And also, how can you have heaven if there is no God? See, all of it didn't make any sense then, and it would still not make any sense today. But people didn't ask me about that to really flesh out what I believed. So that's what I try to do with people when I start speaking with them, is understand where they're coming from and also help them understand whether or not what they believe at that moment makes sense. Because often it doesn't, and often they need to be challenged. And then hopefully they also then ask me, well, what do you believe? What is your worldview? And I get to share to all that I want to share because now they're open to hearing from me. Because what greater question is there to answer if eternity is what's at stake? So that's why I share the gospel and how I go about sharing the gospel. Thanks.
对，这位弟兄讲了很多内容，很难一下子把这个 summarize。我大概试试把这个简短的说一下。他主要讲了两个内容，第一个内容就是，他为什么要分享福音、传福音？第二个内容就是他怎么传福音？那第一个 他为什么要传福音，就是从他跟他太太怎么开始交往的过程当中，他慢慢的理解到他的太太非常爱他，但是他的太太再爱他也会超过神对他的爱，神对他的爱超过一切。而且他回想到他在过去当中人生当中是一个非常反叛的人，甚至对神对基督徒等等有很大的反感，甚至去迫害这些人。所以在这过程当中，神仍然的爱他，神仍然的要挽回他。在他悔改之后，他对于这个整个的过程有非常大的一个体会，就是说神爱他胜过一切。那神不只是爱他一个人，神也爱我们每一个人，神爱世人。所以他觉得而且圣经教导我们需要去传福音。他传福音并不是为了因为他我们必须要去传福音，而是因为他觉得神给了我们一个机会让我们为他做这个工作。那么至于他为什么至于他为怎么去传福音，他讲了几个方法。他通常的是会跟一些人来讨论人生的意义，比如说从四个方面来讨论人生的意义。第一个方面就是说人是从哪里来的，第二个人有没有道德观念，第三个人的这个人生存的意义是什么，那么最后我们要死后到哪里去。根据不同的人的不同的回答，他会看到世人的世俗的观念有很多很多的漏洞，他就根据这些漏洞来分享他传这个圣经里的对于真理的教导寻找机会跟这些分享福音。所以他就是这样子。
Thank you, Grayson. Sam, wonderful sharing. 感谢神，神使用各种弟兄姐妹来传扬主的福音。刚才我们两个弟兄他们分享他们是怎么传福音的。
Praise the Lord. God uses so many different ways to spread the gospel. Just now, two brothers shared how they spread the gospel with us.
我们中间有一位已经过了80岁的长者。
Among us, there's an elder person who is more than 80 years old.
我知道很多80岁老人早就退休，在家休息。
I know a lot of people who are over 80 years old are mostly staying home and retired.
他仍然工作，常常到地震爬到很高的楼上检查这个房屋的结构。
He often goes to the DC area and then climb up to very tall buildings to inspect structures of buildings.
对，他是一个房屋结构工程师。
He's a structural engineer.
我问他，我说你这么大年龄了还不退休？
I asked him, why don't you retire now that you're a little bit so old?
你知道他怎么回答吗？
You know how he answered?
他不能退休。
He can't.
因为他支持很多的宣教机构。
Because he supports many evangelism organizations.
他支持很多的神学教育机构。
He supports many seminary organizations.
所以他不能退休。
So he cannot retire.
80多岁了。
Over 80 years old.
弟兄姐妹，这是一个爱神的心。
Brothers, sisters, this is a person who loves God.
他们时刻没有忘记，我们活在世界有个大的使命。
He never forgets that we have a great commission when we live.
所以今天我们要继续来讲这个宣教的问题。
So today we're going to talk about evangelism.
在这之前，我提醒一下弟兄姐妹。
Before we start, I would like to remind everybody.
教会已经开始40天的禁食和祷告的这种活动。
Our church has started the 40-day Fasting prayer.
我们从上个主日开始。
Started last Sunday.
我想很多弟兄姐妹用不同的方式来参与。
I think many brothers and sisters started participating with different ways.
我需要多祷告，你也需要多祷告。
I need more prayers and you need more prayers as well.
你没有祷告，你永远经历不到福音的大能。
Without prayers, we can never experience the great power of the gospel.
当你慢慢学会禁食祷告的时候，你的心变得平安，变得宁静。变得有秩序，变得比较透明。
When you pray, your heart becomes quiet, becomes clear, and becomes very
你更能经历神的与你每天生活的同在。
You can experience God's presence on a daily basis.
那十月份是我们教会的宣教月。
October is our church's evangelism.
宣教月不是搞一个搞作秀。
Evangelism, this is not a show.
传福音是每天的事情。
Sharing the gospel is a daily practice.
那有宣教院的目的提醒弟兄姐妹，每个圣徒都是传福音的托付。
this particular event just reminds us that we have the, every single one of us should have the burden to share the gospel.
如果一个人他不传福音，他的生命慢慢变得冷淡。
If you don't share the gospel, your life is, plain.
你知道，你一个人，你慢慢不传福音的话 ，your spiritual life will be a stagnant, no vitality anymore. 小组不传福音，小组也没有活力。
Every single cell group, if we don't spread the gospel, also it's our life is stagnant.
如果教会不传福音，教会就死亡。
If our church doesn't spread the gospel, our church would die.
那今天我们教会的这个宣教月，弟兄姐妹知道，我们每发了很多的一些资料，让每个小组去一起来研讨、来思想、来讨论。
Now for this particular evangelism month, we have already given many groups materials to share how and to discuss how to share the gospel.
你知道我们讲台同时也是来讲这样的信息，跟这个小组所讨论的内容是一样的。
And my preaching is also about the evangelism to be to go along with the sharing in each cell group.
你知道我上上个主日啊，我讲的信息是以斯帖记。
So the Sunday before the last Sunday, I preached a particular verse from the book of
Esther.
Oh, Esther. Sorry.
Esther, 你知道他上面有一句话说，神给你这个王位的身份，岂不是为了现今的机会吗？
So in Esther, there in the Bible told us there was a saying that when Mordecai said to Esther that when don't you know that God gave you this position as a queen is for the sake of you to do something for him?
我们中间每个人都有你的身份，也有你的机会。你的身份就是你的机会。
Everybody has your own identity. Your identity is your opportunity.
你知道，你可能是餐馆工人，你可能是教授，你可能是电脑工程师，你可能是邮递员。
Maybe you're a restaurant worker, you're a professor, a mail person, or an engineer.
你可能是研究员、技术员、装修工、全职妈妈。
You may be a researcher, technician, a full-time mom, or or contractor.
你可能是司机，可能是教师，可能是导游。
You may be a driver, maybe a tour guide, or you may be a teacher.
你可能是公司老板，你可能是土木工程师。
You may be running your own company or maybe a structural engineer.
你可能是药剂师或者是商人。
You may be a pharmacist or a business person.
你可能是会计或者是官员。
You may be an accountant or an official.
你可能是学生。
You may be a student.
那你是认识你的身份，你的身位，你的身位就是你的机会。
But you have an identity. Your identity is your opportunity.
因为你接触到的人，别人接触不到。
Because you meet people that other people don't meet.
所以第二是我们讲的是主耶稣是怎么传福音的。
So second, we are going to talk about how our Lord shared the gospel.
主耶稣怎么是向撒玛利亚妇人传福音
？How our Lord Jesus spread the gospel to the people in Samaria.
所以主耶稣是基本上来说，他是跟撒玛利亚妇人展开一种对话。
It's basically a dialogue between our Lord Jesus with a woman from Samaria.
慢慢引导他明白什么是救恩。
Gradually guiding her to understand the salvation of our God.
按照这个教会所发给小组的材料，今天我们也讲大使命。
Per our material given to everybody, we're going to talk about the Grand Commission.
我请所有的弟兄姐妹，无论是中文、英文的，我们一起来读这段经文好吗
？So let's read the Bible verse together, either in English or Chinese.
从十八节开始，来，我们一起来。耶稣进前来，对他们说。天上地下所有的权柄都赐给我了，所以你们要去，是万民做我的门徒，奉父子圣灵的名给他们施洗。我教训你们的，都教训他们遵守。我就常与你们同在，直到世界的末了。来，我们一起祷告。
Let's pray together.
主，你祝福我们，是让我们成为他人的祝福。
Oh Lord, you bless us that you hope that we become blessings for other people.
你光照我们是让我们成为这个世界的光。
You shed light upon us because you want us to be the light of the world.
主，你使用你的教会。
Lord, you use the church.
使用你的子民。
use your people.
让我们明白你给我们的托付。
Let us understand your great commission.
让我们不仅仅为自己那一点的事情来活着。
Not only live for ourselves.
让我们活于更高的目的，更高的意向。
But live for higher purpose.
让我们一个永恒的活着。
For the eternal living.
主，愿你的圣灵在我们中间运行。
Let the Holy Spirit be among us.
对我们心说话。
Talk to us.
让我们明白你的旨意。
Let us understand your words.
承担你的托付。
And take upon your commandment.
我们将祷告，祈求奉恩主耶稣的名。
We pray in Jesus Christ's name.
Amen. 大使命。如果弟兄姐妹知道这个大使命，我想很多人都知道什么叫 Great Commission。
The Great Commission, I think many of you know what the Great Commission is.
主耶稣在升天之前给门徒的一个使命，一个托付。
Before our Lord ascended to the heaven, it's something that he said to his disciples.
你知道一个人在临终之前或者跟你道别了，永远不再见面了，他讲的话是最为重要的。
You know, someone right before someone dies, whatever he says is the most important, the critical.
So, 耶稣在离开世界之前，他告诉门徒：“我给你们一个使命。”
So, before Jesus left the world, he gave his disciples a great commission.
So, 四本福音书都有记载。
The four books of gospel also recorded this.
那使徒行传也记载。
Also in Acts.
大使命其实就是大托付。
The Great Commission is his,
give you a great responsibility.
Great
mission.
Great mission.
Okay. okay. 你知道 Great 这个 Commission, 哈德森泰勒讲一句话。哈德森泰勒说，大使命不是神给你一个建议，给你一种意见。他说 Great Commission is not option to be considered. It is a command.To be obeyed, 这是上帝给整个教会他的使命，他的托付。
So this is a quote from Hudson's wife.
Hudson Taylor, 他戴德森。
Hudson Taylor, yeah, he said the Great Commission is not an option to be considered; it is a command to be obeyed for his you know disciples and the church.
耶稣不是说，哎，我给你一个建议啊，你考虑考虑看行不行？那这不是 suggestion, 这是。Commission 是给你的托付。
It's not just a suggestion from our Lord Jesus. It's really a command.
那有人说这是给牧师长老的，是给宣教专门full-time missionaries， 不是给我的。
Some people say this is just given to the pastors, the missionaries, the elders, and not to me.
这是给所有弟兄姐妹。
But it is really for every single one of us.
我今天就讲这个大使命。
Today I want to talk about the Great Commission.
这个大使命里面有四个 all.
There are four alls in this Great Commission.
你读英文，你读中文，你找不到这四个 all.
When you read the Chinese verses, you can't find the four alls.
为什么呢？因为我们中文翻成有时翻成所有，翻成常常，这些，但其实你看不出来它有这个 all 这个字。
In the Chinese translation, you know, the all is translated into different Chinese words, so it's not always the same translation.
英文呢，有的版本翻成四个 all， 有的版本没有翻成四个 all.
In the English translation, some editions of the Bible has four all, some editions don't.
那在希腊文里头，就是新约的原文之一里头，这里包含的四个字是一样的，这四个字是 all.
But in the Hebrew version of the Bible,The four words are exactly the same. They're all alls.
In the Greek, 那第一个 all 请大家记得。第一个 all 是说，天上地下所有的权柄都赐给我了。
So the first all talks about all authority is in heaven and the earth has been given to me.
那这是主耶稣讲的。当耶稣给你大使命的时候，他先宣告一个事实：天上地下所有的权柄。
So when Jesus was saying this to his disciples, he was declaring that all authority in heaven and the earth has been given to me.
他告诉是谁差派你从事这样的使命。
He tells us that who sends you to this great commission.
如果是一个很软弱无能的人， 他差遣你去从事一份工作，你根本就不能确定你能不能完成这份工作。
If this is from a very weak and powerless person, then if he gives you this, commission, you can't do it.
耶稣说：“天上地下所有的权柄都赐给我了。”
He said that the all authorities in the heaven and the earth has been given to me.
当耶稣从死里复活之后，圣经上讲得很清楚，他有了万民之上的名。万膝向他跪拜。
So when Jesus was resurrected from his death, the Bible said it clearly. Therefore, God exalted him to the highest place and gave him the name that is above every name.
他的权柄不但是掌管天上的天使、天军、灵界的一切力量。
His authority is not just administering everything in the heaven, all the angels, all the power in the in heaven.
那掌管天体的运动的权柄在他手中。
So also the power to control all stars in the universe is with him.
那掌管风浪的权柄在他的手中。
Also the power to control wind and waves.
掌管历史命的权柄在他手中。
And also the power to control the history is with him.
掌握每个人命运的权柄在他手中。
Also, every single person's life is also with him.
所以这样的基督，他告诉你，所有的权柄在我的手中，我来裁判你。
So, with such a Christ, all authority is with him. That's who I am to send you.
在耶稣之外没有更高的权柄。
Beyond Jesus Christ, there's no power.No authority above him.
你去从事，你去参与了这个军队，他不是说只能打，可能会打胜仗，也可能打败仗。
You join the army, that's you can say that the army may win or they may lose.
耶稣让你加入这个军队，他是绝对会得胜的军队。
So the army that Jesus wants you to join is a winning army. They will never lose.
他让你去参与这个事业。是绝对是一个得胜的事业。
He wants to be part of this great commission is a winning commission, not a losing one.
因为耶稣基督告诉你，他拥有整个宇宙的权柄。
Because our Lord Jesus Christ told us that He has all authority in the heaven and the earth.
所以，神学家们讲这叫做 cosmic authority.
That's why
整个宇宙的权柄属于他。
That's why the theologians call this the cosmic.Authority, because all authority belongs to him.
So, 第一个大使命，当我们传福音的时候，你要有绝对的 confidence.
So, this is our first great commission. We have to have full confidence.
那在圣经里头告诉你，在人类的历史结束的时候
，In the Bible tells us when at the end of our human history.
如果你读启示录十九章
，When you read Revelation chapter 19,
那说一个骑白马的，那就是指基督。
There is this person riding a white horse. That's the Christ.
我请所有的弟兄姐妹给我们读这段经文好吗
？Let's all read it together.
十九章，启示录十九章十四节，我们一起来。
Chapter 19:14.
天上的众军骑着白马，穿着细麻衣，又白又洁，跟随他，有利剑从他口中出来，可以击杀利国。他不用提杖辖管他们，不要踩全能神力度的酒渣，在他衣服和大腿上。有名写的说万王之王万主之主那这是因为差派我们传福音的基督
This is the Lord who sent us to spread the gospel
你从事的一份事业不是一种会失败的事业可能会失败的事业
When you partake in any enterprising activities this is not a losing one this is the winning one
所以所有传福音的弟兄姐妹记得你要有绝对的 confidence
So all of us who share the gospel, we all need to know that we need to have full confidence.
第二个哦。
The second all.
第二个哦是圣经上讲的哈，要去是万民做我的门徒。
The second all says that go and make disciples of all nations.
不单单是一群人。
Not only this is a group of people.
不单单是一个国家。
Not only is a country.
是万国。
It's all nations.
你知道 圣经上有一句话，到人类历史结束的时候，在启示录里告诉我们，那个时候有许多的人，没有人能数过来，从各国、各族、各民、各方来的，他们在神的面前来敬拜。
So there's this verse in the Bible that tells us till the end of the human history that in Revelation 7:9, after this, I looked and there, before me was a great multitude that no one could count from every nation, tribe, people, and language standing before the throne and in front of the Lamb.
上帝不是一个心怀狭隘的上帝。
God is not a narrow-minded God.
犹太人认为上帝是亚伯拉罕的神、以撒神、雅各的神，就是犹太人的神。
The Jews think that the God is only the Jacob's God, the Abraham's God. They only think that's, you know, their God.
但是上帝是全人类的神，整个宇宙的神。
But God is the God of all nations, the universe.
他让全世界所有种族的人要尝到他的大爱。
He wants to let all nations in the world.
我很多年前我去 很多年前我去非洲参加一个全球性的会议。
Many years I went to Africa for a global conference.
那个大会大概有全球180个国家。
There were 180 countries, representatives from 180 countries in that conference.
有的是白人。
Some were white.
有的是黑人。
Some were black.
有的是黄人。
Some were yellow.
还有人是棕色的。
Some were brown.
他们语言不一样。
Languages are different.
文化不一样。
Culture different.
他们崇拜的方式也不一样。
They worship differently.
但是当他们在一起敬拜的时候，
But when they worship together,
他们心是一样的。
Their heart is the same.
崇拜的对象是一样的。
The one who they're worshiping is the same.
所以那种崇拜将在天上就是那样。
That kind of worship is the same. That's how it should be in heaven.
所以到人类末了的时候，你看到各种各样的子民从各种的群体聚集在上帝的宝座面前一起来敬拜。
So at the end of the age, you will see that people from all nations will come before God and worship Him.
所以教会的弟兄姐妹，亲爱的弟兄姐妹，每个弟兄姐妹要一个上帝国度的眼光。
So dear brothers and sisters, we all need to have this seeing that is God's kingdom.
这国度大得很。
God's kingdom is huge.
全球、全历史、全人类。
It's the whole world, the whole universe, the whole human being.
但是上帝给我们 REM 一个特殊的使命。
But God gave REM a special mission.
我们不能到海外去传福音。
We can go to overseas to share.
我们也可以在本地传福音。
We can also share the gospel locally.
因为主的心意是让万民做我的门徒。
Because God wants us to share the gospel with all nations.
这是第二个 all.
This is the second all.
第三个 all.
The third all.
基督告诉所有的弟兄姐妹，所有的门徒，他说：“你去，吩咐你们去，我所教导你们的，都教训他们遵行。”
So our Lord Christ said to us that we need to obey all I have commanded you.
有些弟兄，我们要小心一件事情。有的时候我们跟人家传福音，带他决志，带他祷告，然后我们觉得事情就完成了。
So we got to be careful with one thing. When we share the gospel with people, when we just pray with them and we think it's done.
那只是开始。
This is actually the only beginning.
那不是结束。
That's not the end.
我们要把神的真道教导给他。
We need to tell them the truth.
你先服从神的教导。
You ought to obey God's commandment first.
你遵行主的教导，遵行主的吩咐。
You need to obey His teaching first.
你知道神的真理。
You need to know the truth.
然后把这真理教导给那些听到福音的人。
And then teach this truth to those who want to know the gospel.
这是建造门徒的工作。
This is how we build discipleship.
我在中间，我再次提醒弟兄姐妹，不要是说一个人他举手了，从此以后不读经、不祷告、不敬拜，再也不来了，他就是得救的人。我们不要轻易的许诺这种话。
I want to just remind everyone that if you see someone raises his hand that he accepts Christ as his savior, but he doesn't read the Bible, he doesn't come to worship, he doesn't come to church, is he? We cannot just tell them that's how they get saved.
圣经告诉我们说，教导他们 obey all， 顺服上帝所教导的一切。
We need to tell them that they need to obey all。
所以真理的教导是重要的，教义的教导是重要的。
The teaching from the Bible is very important, and the teaching of truth is very important。
有些人到教会来就寻求一种情感上的满足。
Some people just come to church to seek some sort of emotional satisfaction。
That's okay。
That's okay。
但是不够。
But it's not enough.
你要知道神的真理。
You need to know the truth.
你知道你为什么要信耶稣。
You need to know why you believe in Jesus Christ.
如果你不知道为什么信耶稣，什么是真理，你就不能辨别什么是谬误。
If you don't know why you believe in Jesus Christ, you don't know what the truth is, and then you're not really, saved.
最后一个傲。
The last all.
最后一个傲是什么呢？我们中文翻译是常常与你同在。
The last all is the Chinese, translates this into that something that I will always be with you.
在英文里头说 I always be with you. 那 always 以希腊文里的意思，原来意思是 all the days.
So,Always be with you in Greek, it's actually all the days.
这是上帝给你传福音的力量。
This is the power that God, gives you for you to spread the gospel.
你不是一个孤胆英雄，独自一个人在传福音。
You're not alone, you're not a lonely hero.
这个全能者与你在一起。
The Almighty is with you.
当你传福音，你常常回心丧志的时候，是因为你忘记了谁跟你在一起。
When you feel weak, when you share the gospel, is sometimes because you forget who is with you.
所以你传福音，你不要忘记了与全能者同行。
So when you share the gospel, don't forget the Almighty is with you.
因为我们不来到他的面前，我们没有力量传福音。
If we can't come before him, we don't have the strength to share the gospel.
所以你常常不能祷告，你没有传福音的力量。
So if you don't pray, you don't have the strength.
Hudson Taylor 在中国传福音的时候遇到很多的艰难，他常常祷告。
So brother, Hudson Taylor, when he was in China, he encountered so many difficulties. He had to pray often.
他的妻子死在中国，他四个孩子死在中国。
His wife died in China, and along with his four children.
人们骂他，烧他的房子。
People curse him and burn his house.
他怎么有力量带领那么多的人去传福音
？But how did he have the strength to lead so many people into, the gospel?
他祷告。
He prayed.
神与你同在是 all the days， 意思就是白天与你同在，晚上也与你同在，晴天与你同在，阴雨天也与你同在。
So God is with you all the days. That means God is with you the morning, the evening, the day yesterday, and the day before yesterday.
无论什么样的环境，他与你同在。
No matter what.The situation is, he's with you.
所以在传福音的过程当中，你特别能经历到神大能的同在。
So while you share the gospel, you experience his presence.
因为这是主给我们的应许。
This is the promise from our Lord.
所以大使命里面有四个奥。
So there are four aws in the Great Commission.
我帮助每个弟兄姐妹记得，当你讲主的大使命的时候，你记住这四个奥。
Let's let everybody remember these four aws.
All authority, all nations, obey all and all the days. 就是说你要所有的权柄都赐给我了，你们传福音给万国万民听，教导他们遵循我所教导给你们一切，我就常常与你们同在。
So that's the four R's. It just says that all authority has been given to me. You need to share the gospel with all nations and obey all my command, and I'll be with you all the days.
你传福音第一个要有一种绝对的 absolutely spiritual confidence， 因为基督拥有一切。
So when you share the gospel, you need to have absolute spiritual confidence because Jesus is the authority of everything.
因为历史的命运在他手中。
Because the history is in his hands.
有的时候你自己看这个世界的时候，你看看独裁者在掌权。看到周围人抵挡福音，在这 postmodern 这个后现代时代，人们不喜欢上帝，不愿听上帝的福音。当你看这些一切的时候，看这些环境的时候，你慢慢失去了传福音的那个 confidence。
So when you share the gospel, when you look at the world, you see so many things like the totalitarians are in control, and there are so many bad things and horrible people in this world. You sometimes lose the confidence.To share the gospel.
所以大使命告诉你，你的 confidence 是从什么地方而来。
So the Great Commission tells you where your strength is coming from.
第二个传福音的范围叫 all nations, all peoples, 所有的国啊种族万国万邦。
So the second thing is where you spread the gospel is everywhere is all nations is all races on you know on all the people.
我知道 Gresham 有。Grayson has a great passion for the kingdom, for evangelism. And, 他不能说 I go to Africa, I go to Asia, I go to North America, at the same time. It's impossible, right? 不可能他同时去所有地方。所以上帝感动每个人，他去不同的地方。要 David Livingston 他去非洲去传福音。
So I know Gresham has a heart for gospel, but he can't go to everywhere. He can't go to just Asia, Africa, everywhere. Everybody has a different mission. So for example, Brother David Livingston, he went to Africa to spread the gospel.
Now William Carey 去印度。
William Carey went to India.
Now Hudson Taylor 他们全家几代人去中国。
Hudson Taylor himself and several generations from his family went to China.
那第四个传福音的深度，你不但是叫他觉知祷告就完了，要建造他成为主的门徒。
So the fourth is the depth of this gospel sharing. You can't just spread the gospel with him and be done with it. You need to make him disciples of the Christ.
那最后一个哦，是你能力从何而来？
The last all is where your strength is coming from, your power.
因为你传福音的神与你同在。
Because when you spread the gospel, God is with you.
你靠近他，向他祷告，你能感受到这个福音的大能，基督的大能在你的生命当中。
You come close to him and pray to him, and you can experience the power from our Lord, the great power.
我考一下我们弟兄姐妹，我们教会的五个 W 是什么？
I want to ask you a question. What is the five W's of our church?
第一个 W 是什么？第二个呢？ Worship. 第三个呢？ Worthiness. 第四个？那第五个？这是上帝给这个教会的托付。
So there are five W's in this church. The first one is world. The second one is worship. The third one is word.
Worthiness.
Worthiness.
第四个是 warmth.
The fourth is warmth.
Warmth. 第五个就是
the fifth
进入世界
world.
弟兄姐妹，我们很快要搬入新堂，我们每个弟兄姐妹都很激动。
So all of us are very excited that we're getting ready to move into the new building.
也许一两个月就要进去了。
Maybe in a month or two.
弟兄姐妹记住一句话。
Brothers and sisters, remember one thing.
神把 REM 放在这个地方，岂不是为如今的这个机会吗？
God put REM in this place. Don't you know that it's for this opportunity?
给你一个这么好的 facility, 这么好的一个建筑，岂不是为现今的这个机会吗？
God gave us such a wonderful facility. Isn't it for this opportunity?
这儿有20万华人。
There are 200,000 Chinese in this area.
还有许许多不同的种族。
And there are many other races.
不同肤色。
Different colors.
REM 有神给我们的托付。
REM has a commission from
所以我们有大使命，我们要进入这个世界。
We have the great commission. We want to enter into this world.
不是我们得到了福音，我们独自享受。
Not that we want to just enjoy the gospel that we got from God ourselves.
我们有大使命了。
We have the Great Commission.
我们怎么办？
What do we do?
我下面有一个建议。
I have a suggestion.
这段经文很好。
This verse is very good.
我们一起来读好吗？
Let's read it together.
一起来，彼得前书三章十五节，只要心里尊基督为圣。有人问你们心中盼望的缘由，就要常做准备，以温柔敬畏的心回答个人。那这个经文是非常好。我们有大使命以后，怎么落实到我们每个人的生命当中？
So when we have the Great Commission, how do we practice it individually?
这儿告诉大家三件事情。
This verse tells us three things.
你心中有盼望。
So first, we have hope in our hearts.
你没有盼望，你不能传福音。
If you don't have hope in your hearts, you can't share.
你没有天上永恒的盼望，你不能传福音。
If you don't have the eternal hope, you can't share the gospel.
你不认识基督的伟大，你不能传福音。
If you don't realize how great our Lord is, you can't share the gospel.
你知道基督是个独胜者，万王之王，你才有真正的 confidence 传福音。
When you know that our Lord is the one and only Son and is the Lord of the Lord and the King of the King, then you have the confidence to share the gospel.
你心中有没有盼望？我知道。
Whether you have hope or not, I know.
你的家人知道。
Your family know.
你的亲人知道，你的朋友知道。
Your relatives know and your friends know.
我们中间有位老妈妈。
There's an elder lady among us.
今年90多岁了。
She's more than 90 years old.
你知道他常常跟我讲什么话？
You know what she tells me often?
我也接触过很多其他的老人，你知道吗？那些非基督徒老人。
I meet with a lot of elder people, many non-Christians.
不能讲死这个字。
You cannot talk about
忌讳
the word death.
忌讳。
You can't. It's just a taboo.
你不能提。
You can't even mention it.
可是这位老人怎么说？
But you know what this Old lady says,
牧师啊，我希望主快快接我走。
Pastor, I want the Lord to take me.
但他儿女非常孝顺他。
Her children are very good with her and honoring her.
她身体非常好。
Her health is very good.
她的腰还不驼。
Her back is very straight.
八十多岁的时候不戴眼镜了。
Don't wear glasses.
我五十多岁要戴眼镜。
I only wear glasses when I'm 50.
对好多人没有信仰人来说，活得越长越好。
To a lot of people who don't have faith, they want to live as long as they can.
我不是说你要寻死，不是这个意思啊。
I don't mean that you should.
他现在有个盼望。
Seek for that.
She has hope. 有个盼望。
She has hope.
家人知道他这盼望是真的。
And her family knows that the hope is real.
当你遇到苦难的时候，疾病的时候，遇到挫折的时候，你突然跟周围人一样，周围人就知道你跟我没有什么区别。
So when you experience suffering, sickness and difficulties, if you behave just like everyone else, then your family knows.
人家不会问你。
Different.
人家不会问你心中的盼望，不会的。
They're not going to ask your hope in your heart.
因为你没有盼望。
Because you don't have one.
你跟他一样。
You behave like just another person.
彼得讲这个话的时候，教会遇到极大的迫害。
So when you speak of this, the church is under a lot of persecution.
可是他们的盼望仍然。是新鲜的，是真实的。
But their hope is real and fresh.
他们宁愿福音去死。
They won't die for the gospel.
所以人家问他说：“你们心中为什么有这样的盼望？”
So people ask him why you have this hope.
没有这个盼望，我们没办法传福音。
Without this hope, we cannot share the gospel.
你知道，中国是世界上最大的宣教合场，有44亿多人。
Do you know that China is the largest evangelical field in the world? There are 1.4 billion people.
没有中国的福音化，绝对不会有世界的福音化。
So if China is not gospelized, there will not be gospel in the whole world. Or
弟兄姐妹，中国有很大量的宣教士去到中国传福音。
There are a lot of missionaries in China.
我们常常福音是从西往东的。
Often gospel is spread from the west to the east.
但是在40年代的时候，中国兴起了一个运动，要从东向西传福音。
But in the 40s, China has formed this movement to spread the gospel from the east to the west.
他们叫做 Back to Jerusalem movement.
This movement is called Back to Jerusalem.
你知道杜兰吗？
Do you know how difficult it is?
这是中国。这是中国。
That's China, right?
往西方走。
The blue one.
经过全是穆斯林居住的地区。
You have to move through all the Islamic Muslim area.
你知道这些人去传福音的时候，这些人怎么传的？
Do you know how they share the gospel?
他们有些人从南京、汉口步行到新疆。
They walked on feet from Nanjing, China to Xinjiang province.
新疆是新疆是 province.Next to the Afghanistan.
Yeah, Xinjiang is the most western.
那有很多的穆斯林住在那个地方。
There are a lot of Muslims living in Xinjiang.
他们从新疆啊，从南京要走到新疆。
They walked to Xinjiang from.
行程万里。
More than 10,000 miles.
那有些人从山东潍坊走到新疆。
Some people walk from Shandong province to Xinjiang.
他们睡在马路上，睡在破庙里头。
They sleep on the road in.Temples.
没有饭吃，他们讨饭。
When they don't have food, they beg for food.
你看这些人都是很不错的教育。
They all receive good education.
有的是诗人，有的剧作家。
They're writers and they're poets.
他们相信主给他们大使命，向西伯行传福音。
But they received a great commission from the Lord. They moved to the west.
你们知道到1950年的时候
？To 1950。
共产党在中国夺取政权。
The Communist Party took over China.
那个时候，我们叫解放。
We call it liberation.
我们有的弟兄姐妹叫沦陷。
Some people call it the fall.
那无论是沦陷，无论是解放，都没关系。
Whether it's fall or the liberation doesn't matter.
就中国那个时候发生巨大的变化。
That's when China experienced a great change.
这些人都被捕了。
These people were captured, arrested.
其中有一个叫李道生的牧师。
There's a pastor.
李。
李。你
他判他 判刑30年。
He was sentenced 30 years in prison.
从劳动释放以后继续劳动改教。
When he was released, he continued with some sort of correctional activity through labor, hard labor.
Hard labor. 你知道他在劳动的时候到了80年代他被释放回家。
So, till the 80s, he was released home.
没有地方住。
There was no place for him to live.
他发现有一个猪圈。
He just found like a, sort of like a pig, raising place.
那已经废弃了。他们夫妻二人就住在猪圈里头。
It was abandoned and he and his wife were just living in that, place.
就在猪圈里头，他们读经，他们祷告，他们敬拜。
So in that place, they pray, they read the Bible, they praise the Lord.
那结果吸引了好几个诗人到他们家来敬拜。
And then they attracted a ton of people.
那人家说，为什么这些经过30年的牢狱之灾，住在这么恶劣的环境的里头，他仍然能歌唱？为什么他们还有盼望？
People ask why they can still sing and have such hope after 30 years in prison and living in such poor condition.
在工厂里面劳动的时候，工厂大喇叭常常要点他的名，批评他，批判他。
When they worked in a factory, their names were all often called out by the propaganda to get criticized.
可是晚上，同样工厂的工人来到他的家，敲他的门。
But in the evenings, the same people from the factory, came to their home and knock on their doors.
他们要问你心中盼望的缘由在啥。
They want to ask him, what's the reason for your hope in your heart?
为什么在这样的环境里头你仍然不改初衷传扬福音。
Why under such poor condition you don't change your mind, still want to share the gospel?
这个老牧师前几年才去世。
This, very old pastor passed away just a few years ago.
所以传福音第一个不要忘记的，你心中有没有盼望？那个掌管万有的主，万王之王，是不是你寻求的对象？
So the very first thing that we need to remember when we share the gospel is, do we have hope in our hearts from that King of the King and Lord of the Lord?
第二个，告诉我们的，你要常常准备。
The second thing is that we have to prepare often.
你从来不准备自己，你没有办法跟人传扬福音。
If you don't prepare yourself, you won't be able to spread the gospel.
我看到我们中间很多弟兄姐妹在听到的时候做笔记，很好。
I see a lot of you take notes when you're here listening to the preaching.
如果你在这样听到了十年，还不知道福音是什么，你知道最难过的是谁吗？
So if you have been here for more than 10 years, but you still don't know what the gospel is, do you know who is really sad for you?
你知道是谁？哦，不是我。
You know who?
不是我。
Not me.
第一个最难过的是基督。
The very first who's sad for you is
Christ. 因为十年了，他的福音还没有真在你的心中扎根。
Because after 10 years, gospel is still not deeply rooted in your heart.
第二个最难过的是谁呢？
The second one who is sad
是谁呀？
Who is it?
也不是我。
Not me.
就是听你讲福音的人。
Is those who listen to your gospel.
Hey, John, tell me a little bit about your Christianity. I need to talk to Pastor Andrew. Okay. 你都根本不知道他现在会难过。你信主了十年你都不知道什么是你的信仰。那为什么我还需要寻求你的信仰？没必要吗？
Yeah. If you don't know what your faith is after 10 years, then why do I need to believe in your faith?
那第三个是最难过的是谁？
The third one who is sad about it.
Pastor Andrew 跟我。
That's me and Pastor Andrew.
讲到十年的道，你还不知道信仰是什么。
After 10 years of preaching, you still don't understand.
你要常常做准备。
You need to prepare often.
你要去思想。
You need to think about it.
那上个星期五，我去一个小组查经班。我们在讨论跟人家传福音的时候，那有一个弟兄说他跟佛教徒在一起交往了，来交谈福音。
So last Friday when I joined a cell group, when we were talking about how to share the gospel, a brother said that he was sharing the gospel with a Buddhist.
你怎么跟这些人传福音?
How do you share the gospel with those people?
有一次我们教会的很多弟兄姐妹去那个 Silver Spring 去传福音，他们遇到陌生人，遇到犹太人。 你怎么跟他传福音?
So once our brothers and sisters went to Silver Spring to share the gospel, they met the Jewish people and Muslim. How do you share the gospel with those people?
你要准备自己。
You got to prepare yourself.
那教会提供这样的训练。
Our church provides training.
所以弟兄姐妹，我们要常常预备自己。有人问你道的时候，你可以传福音。
So we got to prepare ourselves. When people ask about our faith, we can share that faith with them.
你看看你的心哈，你的心里面有一扇门。
So leave a door open in our heart.
你的心中有一扇门。
There's a door.
每个人心中都有一扇门。
We all have a door in our heart.
当你跟人传福音的时候，你摸不到那一扇门，你就摸到都是墙壁，又硬又冷。So
when we share the gospel, we have to touch that door. If the door's not there, it's a wall, cold and hard.
如果你摸到那个门，门开了，你们就可以交谈了，就可以成为朋友了。So,
but when we can touch the door, let the door open, then we can share, we can start talking.
所以我们传福音的时候，求主要给我们常常预备自己的心，在真理上预备自己，心智上也预备自己。So
when we share the gospel, we got to prepare ourselves often. We have to prepare for understanding the truth and for our wisdom.
不要用很多的教会术语传福音。
Don't use a lot of church jargons to share the gospel.
我跟我太太一起，去跟个陌生人讲福音，跟陌生人讲，哎，这是我的姐妹。
So when I share the gospel with my wife, sometimes I say that this is my sister when I introduce my wife.
那对方说，跟姐妹还结婚了。
The other party is asking me that, are you marrying your sister?
这是教会术语，没有人听不懂的。
This is the church jargon, so nobody can understand.
你跟他讲，主耶稣宝血洁净你。
If you tell people that, you know, God's blood will cleanse you.
他听不懂。
People don't understand that.
所以我们要预备自己。
So we have to prepare ourselves.
在真理上预备自己。
In truth.
那第三个，你要有温柔敬畏的心回答个人。
The third, we gotta have a very tender heart to answer questions.
有的时候在传福音的时候，你知道吗？你心中跟人家争论，要压倒他，要打败他。
Sometimes you feel that you want to debate with someone. You want to beat them. You want to overpower their argument.
结果你得胜了。
In the end, you win.
他再也不来了。
But he never comes again.
这不是你传福音的目的，对不对？
This is not the purpose of sharing the gospel.
有的时候呢，对方有很多话刺激你。
Sometimes there are a lot of things that stimulates you.
让你心中充满了怒气。
Maybe you are filled with anger.
有的时候弟兄姐妹，我有这样的经历。
I have this kind of experience.
他用很多那些尖刻的话来刺激你。
Some people use many horrible words to stimulate you.
那这个时候你的心越来越难过。
Your heart feels very saddened.
你开始生气了。
You become angry.
语言开始变得不柔和了。
Your words become less tender.
所以对方跟你最后是不欢而散。
So it was not a very good ending.
传福音有什么心呢?
So what kind of heart you have when you share the
gospel? 温柔和尊重别人的心。
You need to have a tender heart. You need to have respect.
弟兄姐妹，预备自己。
Brothers and sisters, prepare yourself.
有的时候上帝要给你预备个割礼流。
Sometimes God prepare a
知道割礼流吗?
Colonios?
Colonios, 你知道他是什么吗? 邀请你去他家，把他亲戚朋友都找到这一块儿，请你吃饭，然后你尊重的不得了，还向你下跪。Do
you know what he does? He invites you to his home and he invites you for dinner and then he talks to you very gently and then he even kneels down for you.
有的时候我们会遇到这种格林流。Sometimes
we meet this kind of
但是很少。Colilios,
but very rarely.
更多的时候是有些人敌视你、嘲讽你、侮辱你、反对你。
But most of the time, we meet people who are arguing with us and make fun of us, and even attack us.
你预备自己的心。
We need to prepare our hearts.
主啊，我愿意就像你当年一样。
Lord, I would like to be just like you when you were doing this.
我准备自己受嘲笑，受侮辱。
I prepare myself to be made fun, to be humiliated.
就像你当年背十字架，我也背十字架。
Just like how you were bearing the cross, I want to bear that cross.
所以求主把这样的信息放在我们的心中。
Lord, put that message in our hearts.
大使命。
The Great Commission.
四个 all.
The four alls.
然后彼得告诉我们，你要有盼望。
And then Peter told us that we have to have hope.
要准备自己。
We have to prepare ourselves.
有温柔敬畏的心。
With a tender and respectful heart.
那最后我们请弟兄姐妹一起跟我们来把这个大使命我们再来一起来读一遍。
Last, let's read the Great Commission one more time.
那耶稣进前来对他们说，天上地下所有的权柄都赐给我了，所以去使万民做我的门徒，奉父子圣灵的名给他们施洗，把我所教训你们的你都教训他们遵守，我就常与你们同在直到世界的末了。让我们祷告。
Let's pray.
主，你给我们教会清晰的意象，让我们要传福音给万民听。
Lord, you give us a very clear vision that we need to share the gospel with all nations.
你让我们记住你的使命。
You want us to remember your commandment.
让我们每个人接受这个使命。
You let us all receive your commandment.
求你圣灵的大能领导所有的弟兄姐妹。
May the power of you lead all of us.
让我们常常活泼的盼望。
Let us have hope.
然后常常准备自己。
Prepare ourselves.
以温柔敬畏的心来传讲你的福音。
With a tender and respectful heart and share your gospel.
我们将祷告去奉恩主耶稣的名。
I pray in Jesus Christ's name. Amen.
Amen.